calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
02864.
Your name?
Paulette Beauregard. And I'm not buying anything. I'm calling here to tell you that I was charged $7.95 from some place called Performance, and I didn't do that. So I think you better give me my $7.95 back because it's a Capital One card. They're on to you. And you're trying to charge me $56.95, and they stopped that. But I want my $7.95 back. I'm 70 years old, and I got screwed by you guys, and that isn't funny.
So can you confirm your address?
Yeah, 10 Manville Hill Road, apartment 106 in Cumberland, Rhode Island.
Thank you.
02864.
So I have an account located. So I have an account located for a sweepstakes TV contest entry. Do you recall doing that?
I got a call. I got an email saying I won a 65-inch TV where I pay $2 to have it shipped. And stupid me said, wow, I won the TV. So that's the only thing. And you guys charged me $7.95 and you tried to charge me $56.95, but Capital One caught it. So
we did successfully bill the 56, ma'am. The $7.95 was to enter the sweepstakes. You won a chance to enter. That's what the email was telling you.
Well, I have no clue, but the $7.95, I did not pay for that.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
I was
when
stupid
you...
and mm-hmm. charged $2. That's what I charged because I fixed my account. And then when they emailed me yesterday, asked if I spent $56.95. I said, no, I did not. So, and then they said, well, they charged you for some kind of subscription. They charged you $7.95. I said, no, it was $2. It was stupid. I'm 70 years old, and I should know better. My daughter said, watch out for scammers, and your company is. I want my $7.95 back, and they stopped the $56.95, or you better give me that back, too, if it went, because... You know, I'm old and I'm stupid, I know, but I lived a very sheltered life, and I'm not into scammers like you, and I don't know how you get away with it, but this is not fair.
So we do sincerely apologize for any misunderstanding. What happened here, Paulette, was the terms and conditions were explained before you could move to the next page, that by signing up, you pay the
$7.95. No, I didn't see any kind. No, there was nothing. There was no pages, no nothing. It just said you won. I wrote it down. You won a Samsung 65-inch TV. Would you pay $2 to get it shipped? That's what it said. And stupid me says, oh, shit. You know, so I put my card number down like an asshole. But, no, I did not do all of this shit. And I want my money back.
So I would like to clarify with your statements earlier. May I ask, have you filed a dispute with your financial institution?
They called me. They said I had to call you to tell you the seven that you have to give me back my $7.95 because that already went through. But they said, you call them first, and then we'll take care of the rest because they're scamming you.
So we do apologize. It is not a scam, ma'am. It is explained in the terms and conditions as we're required to by law. We are going to terminate the account, which will prevent any future charges, and that is effective as of today. But regarding the charges that you have on your account, they are valid. And once the financial institution does their investigation and we turn over terms and conditions, they do have to honor our charge. So that would not help you in the way you think it would. We did terminate you, so I did go ahead and issue a courtesy 50% refund for the $56.95, and that will reflect back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
So I don't understand. They said that the $56.95, they put a stop on my card, that didn't go through.
Did they dispute it?
Well, I don't know. Capital One called me. They texted me yesterday, so I spoke to the gentleman from fraud or whatever the hell it is. But you know, I did not. I know I put $2 because I keep very good track of my money, and I put $2 because so I added that on what I spent. And then the man said, they charge you $7.95. I said, I have no idea, and I never heard of performance in my life. So
right,
I
that's for the sweepstakes you entered for the TV.
Well, I didn't know I entered into a thing. They said I won a TV, is what the email said.
No, ma'am, you won a chance to enter our company's sweepstakes. We're providing a sweepstakes offer for all of our new customers.
I had no clue. It did not say that on my text. It did not. It said you won a 65-inch Samsung TV. Would you pay $2 to have it shipped? And stupid me says, oh, shit, a 65. I'm 70 years old. I'm not into all this bullshit. But I know I watch my money, and I can't afford this, and I shouldn't be charged anything at all. Because I'm going to call Capital One right after the phone. I get off the phone with you. But this is not cool. I did not do that.
I do understand, and we do apologize for any misunderstanding, but this was actually created by you when you did the sweepstakes for the TV offer. We do apologize that there was a misunderstanding to our offer. I did go ahead and refund the $56.95 in full regarding the misunderstanding. It is going to require 3 to 5 business days to reflect.
So what about the $7.95? I didn't do that either.
Yes, ma'am, you did when you did the sweepstakes for the TV.
I didn't do a sweepstake.
Yes, ma'am, when you entered the TV contest, that's exactly what that offer was.
I didn't enter a TV contest. I never heard of performance. I did not enter a TV contest.
And we do apologize for any misunderstanding. I did go ahead and just get that processed as well. Do you have any further questions?
No, so I'm getting my $64.90 back?
No, you're getting a $56.95 and a $7.95 back.
Well, that's $64.90 when I went to school. No, it isn't. 10, 19. Yeah, $64.90.
No, ma'am, we're having to refund them separately, so they'll be coming back separately as $6.95 and $7.95. But do you have any further questions?
No, I will never. I never heard of you, and no, I'm all set.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye.